It's a Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. Vinny and Cook coming up at 10 o'clock. But yesterday, our Steeler beat reporter John Burton caught up with James Harrison in the locker room.
With James Harrison in the Steelers locker room. James, you're a guy that gets caught up in rivalries and, you know, playing New England, that kind of thing. I know you guys don't play every year, but are these guys like a rival for you guys?
Any team we play against is a rival. We're going out to, you know, try and win a game.
Have you noticed their offense changing much since Moss left? Are they more, you know, Troy was saying they're more, I guess, Brady reliant. Have you noticed that?
They've always been Brady reliant. I mean, he's the, you know, he's the brains and the whole, you know, control of the offense. I mean, without him, the offense doesn't go. I mean, he's the best quarterback, if one of the best, and not the best quarterback in the league.
Talking with James Harrison here, you know, he takes those deep drops, and he doesn't even look at the rush. He looks downfield. I mean, he puts a lot of trust in his offensive line. What do you have to do to disrupt that rhythm, you think?
He's reading the defense. I mean, he's doing what a quarterback's supposed to do. From what he sees, that's where he's going to, throw the ball, you know, out of wherever, you know, the weakness is in whatever defense or whatever coverage it is that you're running. So, it's going to be times you're not going to be able to get there. It's going to be quick, you know, quick drop, quick release. Times that he hold on to it, we're just going to have to, fight, get off blocks and, you know, beat your man in front of you. And hopefully everything turns out for the best.
Finishing up with James Harrison here, it seems like whoever wins this game, though, when you guys do play, the winner usually goes on to the Super Bowl. Have you noticed a pattern like that? Or
I don't look at a pattern like that. I'm looking to win this game because it's the next game.
Last question, the hit you had on Shipley at the end of the Cincinnati game, how good did it feel to make, you know, a big, basically a game-saving hit and knowing you're probably not going to get a FedEx envelope?
I don't know. It's still not Thursday yet, so, I mean, the way they're doing things, anything's possible.
Well, best of luck to you. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it.